You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on April 18th, 2024. And this week we're talking about the Bible as a practical book. On this podcast, we try to focus on what the Bible says and how we can apply it to our lives here today. Well, why do we do that? It's because that is how God expects us to use His Word. So we're going to talk about that in our episode today. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/04-18-24. Before we get into our discussion this week, I want to say thank you to all of you who are listening or watching for your patience as I took a break from the podcast. When I started this break, I wasn't sure how long it was going to last, but I needed to take some time off to get some other things done and to not let myself get burned out on this because I did want to return to it, and now we are back. So thank you for your patience. Thank you also for your feedback regarding what you want to hear on the podcast moving forward. As I announced a couple weeks ago when I announced that the podcast was returning, we are making a slight change in the theme of the podcast. We're still going to talk about current events as we were, but we're not going to be limited to that. Basically, I plan to use the podcast to discuss how to practically apply the teachings of the Bible. That will pertain to our everyday life, how we interact with one another in the church, in the home, in society, in all those areas. So current events will fit into that, but again, it won't be limited to that. We are broadening the scope a little bit here on the podcast. But that gets into our discussion today, that the Bible is a practical book. Many believe that the Bible is irrelevant because it's old, and times are just different now, or so they say. Yet, as the wise man said, there is nothing new under the sun. Notice what Solomon said. That which has been is that which will be, and that which has been done is that which will be done. So there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one might say, see this, it is new? Already it has existed for ages which were before us. The problems, challenges, and situations that we face today are the same types of problems, challenges, and situations that mankind has faced in every age, in every place. And the Bible addresses them. That's why we go to the Bible and see what it teaches us. Man's wisdom might change from generation to generation, and we've seen that in our lifetime. But God's wisdom does not change. The psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." The Bible contains the word of God. It was literally breathed out by God, as 2 Timothy 3:16 says. It was inspired by God. That word means it is breathed out by God. So we can continue to use it and profit from it today. And when we read the Bible, we see the expectation that we will take what God has revealed to us and put it into practice. Let's consider a few passages on that point. First one is in James chapter 1, verse 22, where James said, "But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves." We are to put God's word into practice, not just hear it. There are a lot of people who listen to it and are willing to acknowledge that it's the truth, but they don't do anything else with it. They don't put it into practice. If all we are doing is hearing the word of God, then we're deceiving ourselves. Another passage that we cited, but we didn't quote earlier, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, also verse 17, Paul said that all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. We are to do what God's word teaches us to do. That verse tells us that it equips us for every good work. Everything that we could do that is good, The scriptures show us how to do it, command us to do it, authorize us to do it. If we want to do what is right, the Bible shows us how to do that and what that means to do that. Another passage, over in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, Paul said there, "Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." We are to consider the wise counsel that is found in the Bible as God's word directs us in the way that we are to go and helps us to make decisions that we are to make as we go throughout this life. And that verse talks about making the most of our time. And there are a lot of people who talk about making the most of their time, but typically they think of this in the realm of productivity, that we need to make the most of our time in that way. There's a place for that. That is a good thing. But we won't make the most of our time, no matter how productive we are, if we don't understand God's word that is revealed to us. Then over in Colossians 3, verse 17, Paul said, "Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." God's word applies to every part of our life. Paul said, "Whatever you do, make sure that you are doing it by the authority of Christ." That's what it means to do things in the name of the Lord. Now, if you are listening to this podcast episode the day it is released, then yesterday I posted an article on the Plain Bible Teaching website about one of these practical areas that we look to the Word of God and see how it applies to a certain question that we might have. That question was actually one that was submitted to me through a Facebook comment where someone asked about contemporary Christian music, whether that was something we should listen to, whether we should use that and take advantage of that. That was a good question. Well, in order to answer that question, we need to look to what the Word of God teaches, what is authorized, because whatever we do in word or deed needs to be done in the name of the Lord. There is a Bible answer to that question of whether that's something we should be creating or listening to or using. And I will link to that article in the show notes if you want to read that. I won't get into that here on this episode here today, but that is one example about how what we do, we use the Bible to decide what is the right course to take, what is authorized. So God has given us his word so that we would put it into practice. But if all we do with the Bible is read it and study it and talk about it and debate it, but we never live it, then it's become useless to us. That passage that we noticed earlier, James 1 and verse 22, remember what that verse said, "But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves." If you claim to believe the Bible and you could talk about it, you can debate it, you can argue it with other people, you can prove your points from it, but you believe the Bible, you believe it's the truth, but it doesn't cause you to live differently from the rest of the world. James says you are deceiving yourself. It is meant for us to put it into practice in our lives. Remember what Jesus said at the end of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Notice what Jesus said there. We are to hear his words and do them. The difference between the wise man and the foolish man was not one listened and one didn't, or one heard the Lord's words and one didn't. Both of them heard. The difference was that the wise man acted on what Jesus said. The foolish man did not. If we just hear and we don't act upon what the Lord said, then we have no foundation. If we want to be able to endure the storms of life that we will inevitably face, we need to follow the Bible and what it teaches us. So the Bible is a timeless book. It addresses the problems, challenges, and situations that exist in every age and place, including where we are today. So whatever we face in life, we need to look to God's Word for guidance and follow what He has revealed to us in it. And that's what this podcast is about, helping all of us to do that, to put God's Word into practice. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this discussion to be helpful. For links to some related materials, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/041824. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others who'd be interested, that is always appreciated. And if you see a news story, we will still talk about those from time to time, or have some topic or some question that you think would make for a good discussion here, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.